This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now you picture this. You wake up in your bed. The biggest bed in all of Texas. Or at least that's what the man who sold it to you said. And you're excited. It's Sunday. Now, first and foremost, it's the Lord's Day, but second up, it's football. And your team, the Dallas Cowboys, are playing. Ooh, but you gotta get up. Your bladder's full from all that Johnny Walker Blue you drank last night, falling asleep in your easy chair. Now, luckily, your loyal assistants carried you up to bed. So you stroll into the bathroom, your old frail body. You pull down your little big old boxes.
Little big old boxes.
Your little big old boxes. Down to your frail, translucent ankles. And you look at that. You can't even look at it. Your small, wrinkled. Your small, wrinkled, unusable penis. I'm trying to dribble out some urine. It hadn't worked in years. You can't remember the last time you got a semi, let alone a full-on erection. But, wait a minute. Oh, you also got to take a dump now.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't had a full bowel movement in a long time either. Nope, just rabbit pellets again. Anyhow, it's time to get to the stadium. You have your driver bring around the Bentley. He opens the door for you. He says, "Feeling good today, Mr. Jones?"
"You feeling good, Mr. Jones?"
"I'm feeling spectacular."
"Anything more than pellets this morning?"
"Nope, pellets. Oh, so tiny. Rock hard."
Mr. Jones. "Oh, wait a second. You forgot your breakfast." "A nice McDonald's sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle and a full salt shaker."
"Oh, thank you, my Sunday tradition." "Pour the salt shaker into my mouth, will you?"
Shaka, shaka, shaka.
"Salt first, then McMuffin.
Then the McGriddle.
And now a lime."
"The lime.
You want the lime?
Give me the lime."
"Here you are, a whole lime."
"Yeah, bite right into it. Peel on."
"Peel on."
"Peel on, please." Driver drives me to the stadium. Oh, I'm feeling good. I step out. I walk in. First thing I do, I see the coach. I pull him aside and I say, "Hey, Beef." I call him Beef because he looked like a fat beaver to me. "Beef, we gonna win this game today?"
"Yeah, we're gonna win."
"You speak up, I can't hear
we're
you.
We're gonna win the game."
"We better. I'm gonna do something about you."
"Please."
"Please what?"
"Please, let my children go."
"Well, we'll see. You don't just gotta win. You gotta cover."
You gotta cover the spread,
"You gotta cover."
"Oh, God.
Oh, I got money on my Cowboys today."
"Bet against that mattress guy again?"
"That mattress guy sold me the biggest bed in all of Texas." So, I head up to my box, my suite. I get right in my chair. I got my popcorn sitting next to my boy. He's the general manager. He put this team together. And this is the team that's gonna do it. Win us our first championship in 30 years. And then, the opening gun. I insist on an opening gun. A full shotgun blast.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
And there's more where that came from. Is that how you like it, Mr. Jones?
Yeah. He's a thief, right? We shoot a thief before every game.
We found your local thief to shoot before the game.
Stole an apple to feed his son.
Right outside of Jerry World's in the trash can.
Digging through our trash. That's my trash. That trash is my property.
It's my property. I can do what I want.
And then the game starts. And all color leaves your face. Because you getting embarrassed out there.
Oh, Mr. Jones, all that color. There was so much color in your face before, and now it's gone.
I was blushed and full of life. And now I look like a goddamn ghost. They're embarrassing me out there. I look up the TV screen. They keep cutting to me to see me all squirming miserable as the score. 7-0, 14-0, 27-0 at halftime. Oh, I'm spitting mad. And then I feel a little stir in my pants. Why, I'm getting a boner. And I realize it's the humiliation. The humiliation turns me on, because why else would I continue to be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys if I didn't love to be humiliated year after year, putting my name face first forward with this team?
Sir, I just got your email.
Was it
a 5-year extension for McCarthy?
That's right.
Why?
5 years for the beef. I want to keep that man around. He makes me feel something I haven't felt in a long time. Horniness.
Oh, God.
Because it's my favorite day of the year. Playoff humiliation day.
Playoff humiliation day. Wow.
5-year deal? Is that true?
No. Oh. That was in character. That was.
Honestly, how insane would
that be? If he liked humiliation, he might offer Mike McCarthy a big contract extension.
Really quick, am I putting the Jazz under this as well?
No, nah, I'll send you a song to put
okay,
under.
Okay, great.
What song? Well, they'll have already heard it, so don't spoil it. Don't post spoil it for them.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just gonna look up some public domain, like twangy. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, everybody tuned into this episode to hear us talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we got two teams to talk about. But one of them, I would assume that we're all on the same page that we actually kind of feel bad for.
The Eagles?
Yeah. In a very slight, like not a ton bad.
There's 53 guys I feel bad for.
Yes.
There's a few, I don't really know any of the coaches. There's one guy I don't feel bad for at all. But
Nick Sirianni.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm reveling
I feel
in,
bad
in
for
his
Hurts.
Misery.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Hurts. I feel bad for Kelce.
I feel bad for A.J. Brown, man, to be sitting out.
Yeah, he was out. I feel bad for Julio, who got knocked out.
Yeah, man, that was an ugly one. And Devonta Smith, who played he was like the one guy that showed up last year.
He showed up.
I felt really bad for Kelce, even though he's had an objectively great life. I was like, man, that Travis has two Super Bowls and Kelsey's retiring without one. And my friend's like, the fuck are you talking about? He's got a Super Bowl. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does have one. And arguably one of the best ones.
That was a great one.
The great Super Bowl stories.
Yeah, I rooted for them for that whole game and about 10 minutes after. And then I opened up, I think it was Facebook at the time. It was like, yep, still can't fuck with Philly fans.
I know which Philly fans you might be talking about. That Eagles game is nuts, and we definitely got to talk about it, but let's get into the Cowboys.
Oh,
let's go by, let's start with the most humiliating defeats and go backwards. So all let's right. start with the most humiliating, because I think all six teams that lost are kind of, like, you got obviously the Cowboys and Eagles that we've talked about, tough way for the Dolphins season to end.
Yeah.
The Browns got absolutely smoked by the team that owns all their draft picks for the quarterback that didn't play.
And speaking of smoke, keep a pin in that. Keep a pin in the term smoked for them.
Okay.
We'll talk about it when we get to them.
Okay.
I'm excited.
And like the Steelers and Rams, I think, are the two teams that are probably the least humiliated. Because the Steelers, I don't think anyone really thought they were going to win. It sucks to once again have a non-competitive playoff game. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone thought realistically that Mason Rudolph was going to go to Buffalo and win. Now, the Rams were the underdog, but a lot of people, including me, thought they would win. They did cover the spread, so the parlay hit.
The parlay hit. Get your bread, Kings. In Queens.
But
women can gamble, too.
I would say
it's allowed most states.
Yeah. Not Texas. So I don't know. I think the most humiliated has got to be Dallas, right?
Dallas is definitely the most humiliated, for sure.
Philly gave them a run for their money, but Dallas, because it was the one thing that we all knew, it's like, you guys can't get, like, absolutely embarrassed for the third year in a row in the playoffs. Like, you guys just, you can't do that. Like, you got to win this one. And they came out, and they looked like they were intending to, like, completely self-destruct.
We said, like, the Packers go down right on the first drive. Aaron Jones. His first two runs were bad. One of them, he runs into his own guard, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then they kind of just march right down, pick up a touchdown. And we said it kind of like right away, Dallas got so tight. That thing happened when you feel like you can't. It reminded me of, like, to bring up painful memories, it reminded me of, like, the Clippers against the Nuggets.
Yeah.
When it was just like you could feel the tightness of them. Mm. And it was like the final score was like 48-34. It was not that close.
No. 48-32,
Yes,
it was a bloodbath. Yeah. I think they did snag a touchdown right before halftime. Yeah. To make it 27-7, but it was 27-0.
Out of a triple option.
Yeah, and they needed, like, every inch. Like, it took everything they had to just get that one touchdown. It was 48-32, so a two-possession game. But it was so not that close. I left to meet up with a friend to watch Rams-Lions, and I got left to the house. It was 48-16, and then got to the bar and it was 48-32, and it was so, like, and then there was, like, no time left.
Yeah.
It was like,
it got surprisingly interesting toward the end.
Really?
Like, because Green Bay had pulled out all their starters and Dallas came down and, like, scored a touchdown, scored the 2-point conversion, and then almost got the onside kick. Like, it was actually kind of like,
never happens anymore.
Yeah.
They got to change that. We got to do the 4th and 15 thing.
I love it. Other than the chokiness of it, they lost Diggs. It's a huge loss to their defense.
That was early.
The defense was a little banged up. And, like, Pollard didn't turn out to really be the guy we thought he was going to be when he took over the job.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, in general for the season?
Yeah, what went wrong for the Cowboys?
Nothing. They were the 2 seed. They did everything right for essentially 18 weeks. Played really good football. Like, there was a period where they were crushing guys. And it seemed that, hey, this might be, they might be legit. They might be the most, like, complete team in football. And then the Cowboys happened in the playoffs.
That's so weird. I said to Hassan, he was like, so who you got in the Super Bowl? And I said, I know who you want me to say. I'm not going to give you that. But here's what I will give you. If y'all get through tonight or tomorrow, it was the day before the game. If y'all get through tomorrow, I don't see anybody else in the NFC stopping you. The Ravens gonna beat your ass, hopefully.
Yeah, but I don't think they would have had a shot.
I don't see anybody else in the NFC stopping you. If y'all, because is Brock Purdy back, is Sam Darnold gonna play?
It's Purdy.
Purdy's
okay.
Purdy.
So basically, I told him that, and I was like, "But you think y'all gonna get through this Green Bay team?" Of course, he thought they were, and I said, "I don't know." Green Bay kind of got y'all
playing
number.
Loose. They needed to get the monkey off their back and just, like, beat a team in the playoffs at home and get to the next round and not have to play San Francisco, because as the 2 seed, they wouldn't have to play them. And they've kind of been their just Achilles heel.
And it was, they caught a team that had nothing to lose, that's young, one of the, maybe like the second youngest team to ever win a playoff game or something crazy like that, just top to bottom in the roster.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, who quietly since like the midway point of the season has been, other than maybe Lamar and Dak, like his last like bunch of games, he had something crazy like 22 TDs and one pick or something insane.
Yeah.
He's been great.
Has Green Bay found the next franchise quarterback?
God damn it. I know they have, I guess.
He looks great. It's something about those guys. Like, it's really cool to see, honestly, because we've seen so many changes over the years with all the other teams, but Green Bay has gone from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love.
I know.
Almost seamlessly. I only see other dudes playing quarterback during injuries and during preseason over there.
Yeah, the Matt Flynn era was short-lived.
Yeah, very short-lived.
It's also funny to think that you think in 10 years the Jets are going to trade a King's ransom for Jordan Love.
At some point,
and he'll stink. And
if he gets a ring and everything's got to fall apart in Green Bay, he's got to go to the Jets just to be funny.
And then what's he going to do? He's not going to swindle welfare or
something bad.
Accused. Whoever the late night host is then of being a pedophile.
Listen, my top six, we had six games, 2, 4, 6. Yes. I'm going in this order. Dallas definitely number one. Tampa Bay.
Philly number two. I agree.
Houston 3, and not because of the score.
You mean Cleveland 3. Yeah.
Cleveland 3. Yeah. Cleveland 3. And I'll say,
I think Miami 4 for me.
I'll say Rams 4.
Okay.
Because everybody had picked them to go in there.
They were popular.
It's over. The Detroit thing is over. It's over.
Us. We did this last week.
The reason why I don't say, we also said we were rooting for Detroit though.
But yeah, absolutely. I was very
Kansas City, Miami, it was too cold. It was just too
But they
cold.
Looked
They looked bad.
Bad. I mean,
it was time for this season to be over.
It was a similar thing, I feel like, for the Dolphins and Cowboys, which is like, but a different size of the ball, which is like the Cowboys are great front runners because when you have to pass and they know you have to pass, and that's why people give a lot of credit to LaFleur, like won the opening toss, we'll take the ball. Let's get up right away so that they can't just unleash Micah Parsons. And then like the first 3rd and 9, they had Parsons drop into coverage and completed the pass. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a little bit the same way for the Dolphins, which is they like to get in front and just run.
Yeah.
Till the daddy take the T-Bird away.
And they'll just run till the daddy takes the T-Bird away.
And so.
run.
Help me run away. and they couldn't do that either, and like Tua couldn't throw it in the cold. I mean, I can't imagine how it's got to be for Tua. Where'd he grow up?
Hawaii
to Alabama to Miami. And now you're suddenly in like, what was it, negative? How is it so cold in Kansas? Yeah. Ryan, what the fuck?
I've never heard of it being that cold before. Every so often you get like real nasty cold weather there, but that's
Buffalo, you expect.
That's Hoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cutting open Andy Reid to sleep inside of him.
Andy Reid the Tauntaun?
Yeah, Andy Reid cutting him open. It's like an unchewed hamburger.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I watched that recently.
I would say Pitt had the least humiliating loss.
Yeah, just because I don't think anyone really. All right, so let's keep going. Number two, the Eagles.
Yeah.
They were 10-1. They were in the Super Bowl last year. They were my pick to go to the Super Bowl. Maybe my pick to win the Super Bowl this year. And it seems like a mix of just like coaching complacency. And Patricia is bad. He's bad.
When there's turmoil, never turn to Matt Patricia to try to save your season. I can't wait for whatever athletic piece that's going to come out about what went wrong in the Eagles' locker rooms. I want to hear there's going to be some good dirt there.
Well, also, especially on like the back seven of their defense, old as shit.
Yeah.
Bradbury hit a wall.
The touchdown that What's-His-Face had, Palmer. Someone pointed out, it's like he shakes old-ass Bradbury and Kevin Byard and, like, another old... Like, they're all... Like, all the athletes are on the... Have their hand in the dirt on defense. Jalen Carr. And even... You've also got Fletcher Cox, who's old down there. They just...
Brandon Graham's old.
They're old, man.
I did want Fletcher Cox to beat that one lineman's ass, though. I can't stand him. Since I saw him mic'd up, this season on TikTok.
Yeah, what was that fight about? I remember.
That dude is a dirty fucking player. Tampa Bay is one of the dirtiest teams.
Who is that? Oh, yeah, that's not still like Marpet or Jansen, is it?
Good something.
It's a new person.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Is it the rookie with no teeth, Cody Mack?
No, it's not him. It's not him. I'll tell you who it is. He's number 67.
Cody Mack looks like a devious baby.
Does he have no teeth?
Yeah.
Depth chart.
Fans, let's devious get some baby with let's really get long fan hair. Art in. Do us your Cody Mauk as a devious baby, as a boss baby.
Yeah, as a boss baby with really long hair.
Luke Goedeke.
Is it like G-O-E-T?
Yeah, I think he's like a
this dude.
Central Ohio guy. Yeah. Or Central Michigan.
Central. Like,
I feel like G-O-E is Nazi coded.
This dude was mic'd up one time like earlier in the season. And he does some dirty shit. And the defensive line was like, yo, what the fuck is all of that? And he's like, because I wanted to. Oh, don't start that, dude. Don't start that. You don't want to start that. I just like, as a person who played defensive line, I hate motherfuckers.
Okay.
Like that. It was always the specific schools you played against that had those guys.
Because I wanted to. What are these schools?
Maybe a little bit out. Santa Clarita when I was.
Because I wanted to.
Yeah, that's what he's, and that like
triggered
made
you.
It triggered.
I mean, they're using
because it's what I felt like in the moment.
Yeah, he literally like the play was over. He just like pushed this dude in the helmet. And dude was like, yo, what the fuck is that about? Like, got in his face. And he's like, because I wanted to, dude. And he pushed him back. You know, you don't want to do that, dude. You don't want to do that. And then two guys came in and like kind of saved him. And I go, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
Like that. And so when him getting to it with Fletcher Cox, I was like, please, Fletcher, like, y'all are going to lose this game. Rip his helmet off and punch him in the fucking face. Like,
yeah, give him one. Go out like a man.
Or at least just helmet to kneecap. Like, every time somebody's like, it's not sportsmanship, these hits. I'm like, no, some people deserve to be fucking injured. Because they play dirty and they play like shit. And he's
speaking
one
of helmet stuff rips going on in this game. They stopped the tush push, you guys.
They did.
And right away, it was attributed to Vita Vea being a huge 350-pound load in there. But I, in the moment, because I've been joking about, like, at a certain point when a game's on the line and this tush push is coming, they're just going to try and rip Hurts' head off.
Yeah.
And boy, did they.
Did you see that?
In the moment, I saw it, and the announcers didn't talk about it, so they came back.
Yeah.
He has a full hand
of helmet.
Not on the face mask, but like on the helmet. Yeah.
Just like grabbing like the crown.
Yeah. I'm surprised Hurts didn't hurt his neck.
Yeah. I'm sure it hurts today.
Yeah, probably he feels like the girl from The Exorcist the next day. I'm like, what happened to my neck? He almost
was
did
I possessed
Exorcist
last night? Because.
It worked, and they. I always thought that if a team did it, it would be like, fuck you, specifically at the half-yard line of like, we're going to do this, and they'll call a penalty, and you'll gain 3 inches, but if you want to keep sending Hurts in there to get roughed up, go for it. But instead, it just worked, and they didn't call the penalty, and they got away with it. It was a two-point conversion, I think, where they had made the PAT. It was 17-9, they made the PAT, a defender was offsides, they elected to go for two, they didn't get it, and they didn't score again.
No.
The last point they scored was a PAT that they then forfeited to try a failed tush push.
If you're an Eagles team and the season feels like it's spiraling out of control, and the one thing you've been able to lean on all year has been this headline-making play that's been unstoppable, the tush push, and then in a really critical moment where you choose to take a point off the board and it gets stopped, like dead in its tracks— at that point, just all your soul has to be ripped out of your body, right?
That's brutal.
Done.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's number two.
All right. Back to the shit on the Cowboys.
number two. Three, we said, is the Browns. It's not exactly because of the score, although they did get
smoked. And here's why I say put a pin in that. There's a picture that came out. Did you see that?
Yes.
No.
You didn't see this?
Oh, yeah. The weed.
Two big bags of weed. Like, two... comedically large bags of weed.
Do we know who's it was?
No, they haven't shown who it was, but I'm like, bro, you're not going to smoke it during the game. Why is it not in your locker? Why is it not in your car?
Yeah, they're like one of those like real stoner kids in high school that love to have around. It's like, oh, dude, I got to smell it right now.
Yeah.
This is my identity now.
Yeah.
Since Ron moved in.
Yeah, I'm reading High Times. Dude, how good does this look?
Yeah. Look, this is Blueberry Kush.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Knife Hits?
Dude, I'm going to smoke this out of an apple. Yeah. Dude, I wonder if I could take this Gatorade bottle and like cut a hole right here.
Yeah.
Just, like squirt it in my mouth. Like,
do you have any fabric softener? I'm going to smoke on the sideline.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, it was, I mean, and there was an extra twist in the knife afterwards because, so obviously, they got creamed. Stroud looked.
They got cream hunted.
Great. Mm-hmm. They got creamed. coffee and creamed. They gave up everything they had and threw a huge contract at a guy who's not even playing. Their quarterback resurgent, Joe Flacco, turned back into a pumpkin.
Yes.
The team they're playing against is using these picks, has set up an incredible young core.
Yeah.
And they get boat raced. And then a couple days later, they watched the other fucking quarterback that they gave away win a playoff game against the defending NFC champs.
Yeah. Way better than the guy you traded for.
And he's probably going to get paid, Baker Mayfield. He's That's probably going to get paid, but he'll still be a lot cheaper than Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like that is tough for the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It happens.
It's also pretty rough when you look at their roster. So I was thinking, man, who are the young superstars, especially on offense?
Like, who knows? I hope Chubb comes back to form because I really like Nick Chubb, but that is a tough injury at his age with the mileage he has on him. They kind of moved off Donovan Peoples-Jones. They kind of shipped him off there. He's the closest thing to a prospect they had in the receiving corps.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to
get it. No, I don't think he's it. So, yeah. Like,
I mean, you've got on defense, you've signed a lot of free agents and you've got a lot of money tied up in older players. Amari Cooper's getting up there in age. Joel Bitonio, Dalvin Tomlinson, Za'Darius Smith. Like, these are kind of older guys.
Yeah.
You just gave Juan Thornhill a bunch of money. Not a lot there as far as
you think
in-house talent.
How long has Myles Garrett got on his contract? You think he's on demand a trade? Get him out of there?
I don't know.
Did he sign something fairly recently?
He's getting paid. I mean, he's going to probably win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Biasly argue that TJ had a bit better season.
Yeah, but TJ's going to win it.
I think there's voter fatigue and they'll give it to – because Miles doesn't have one yet. And he probably should. He's a great player.
TJ finished strong.
He did. I mean, imagine if he hadn't gotten hurt that last game, too.
Myles Garrett signed a 5-year, $125 million contract with the Browns, including a...
Not bad work. You can get it.
What year? So he's not a free agent until 2027. So it's a little too soon.
He can't demand a trade right now.
He didn't do shit in that game either. I think he had like goose eggs across the board. They handled him well.
Who y'all think is the best defensive player in football? Hassan thinks it, of course, is Micah Parsons.
I mean, he'd be up there.
I put him top five.
Yeah.
But I still think when we got TJ Watt,
I think it's TJ.
Myles Garrett, when we got Magabosa, when we got
Sauce, frankly. I mean, I didn't follow Sauce as closely this year, but what Sauce did as a rookie, as a corner, was insane. Yeah. And same with Ryan, in Denver. Surtain, too.
Yeah.
He had a pretty incredible start to his career.
Yeah, Sauce was good this year. Surtain, I think, was injured a bit. Yeah. And was good when he played, but not quite up to that sort of all pro.
Sometimes rookie corners bust out of the gate like Marshawn Lattimore, and then not that Marshawn Lattimore's bad, but when his rookie year, he looked like he was going to be the best DB in the league.
Yeah, some guys are just a little streaky.
Yeah. Marcus Peters.
Yeah, some years are great, some years are not. I mean, the best cornerback in football this year wasn't an all pro on either all pro team. Didn't make the Pro Bowl. That was L'Jarius Sneed.
L'Jarius Sneed, yeah, that was a
what is
snub.
Up with the pro all pro and Pro Bowl?
L'Jarius Snub, football. They ought to call him.
Pro Bowl is just fan voting. Like that's kind of a joke. All pro carries a bit more esteem but that's also still for writers, it's press. So I don't know. That feels like there should be another team that's, I guess it's like the all 100, but even there, they're like the players are so biased. I want like a coach's version of it.
They'll be biased too against their own players. Football coaches are always like, I hate that guy.
The SAG award noms came out and people were saying, this is like when they let the players vote for the Pro Bowl.
So I guess, yeah, the all pro team still is the, yeah, definitely carries the most water.
I don't want the media to do it, but it feels like they kind of got to.
Yeah.
Because fan votes are going to go crazy.
And they're pretty particular about who gets a vote. I think you've got to have a lot of cred to be able to vote for the all-pro team.
They start with the Iowa Pro Bowl.
I'm the
head gun caucus.
Representative.
There's the Iowa All-Pro Caucus. Which is when 70 insane rednecks who've done nothing but drink light beer that changes based on the spokesperson and watch Breitbart TV for the last 7 years weigh in by tossing their vote into a grocery bag.
Yeah, they meet in a school auditorium.
A VFW hall.
Yeah.
So then all the white players advance to the next round. Yeah. And then they might need a coin flip to decide who won.
Nick Bosa's won MVP again.
Iowa. Well, something about those Bosa boys they just love in rural Iowa.
What's next? Who's next?
Dolphins. Or Rams. You say Rams, I say Dolphins.
Let's just talk Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins, personally, was a little more humiliating. I mean, they got beat up. Especially on the defense side of the ball, they were really, really injured. But offense was mostly full strength.
Yeah, and they have now the longest drought without a playoff win because of the Lions win. So the Dolphins haven't won a play. And that surprised me. But it's
not
just
the Commanders? Redskins?
No, the Commanders got one with Cousins, I think.
No.
Really?
They might have.
Oh, maybe you know what it is? It's last time going to a championship game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they might have gotten.
The Cowboys haven't gone since 94, 95 or whatever. But
the Dolphins, I don't think, have won a playoff game since like 2000.
That's crazy.
Like, I think I was seeing like things that were true the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, and one of them was that two of the top three songs on the Billboard chart were by Santana. So, like, it's been a tough run. And, like, they scored 70 points in a game this year. They at times looked incredible. And then towards the end of the year, we started to debate, are they a real contender or not? But no one would have had them outside the top eight teams. There's eight left now, and they're not in it. And that's a big letdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you've got to have a lot. You got to ask yourself about, is Tua the guy?
Boy, it seems like almost no one has been wavered back and forth on more in the last few years than Tua. Even Herbert, who's done objectively less, I feel like the general, and this, I'm not saying this is wrong, but I feel like the general consensus is not his fault. Herbert's good.
Yeah.
But like Tua, who has higher highs than Herbert has had, most people are just wavering on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is McDaniel the genius?
There's something. Something got stale there at the end of the year. And if Tua is going to be your franchise quarterback, you're going to have to go to Kansas City or Buffalo or Baltimore or Cincinnati to win playoff games. And maybe he's not a good fit in the AFC.
I'm sure we'll talk about this more in the offseason, but how many quarterback shakeups y'all think going to happen this year? Like big time. Like, Caleb has declared for the draft, so that means he's going to be a Chicago Bear.
Yeah.
So Fields is going somewhere.
I'm thinking Atlanta.
Yeah.
Dak could go somewhere now.
Dak could go somewhere. Are they giving up on Dak?
Mayfield's going to sign somewhere.
You don't think he's staying in
Tampa? He might, but he's free agent. So, like, if someone throws more money at him. Although, because he had number one pick money and fucking State Farm money, I could see Baker giving a discount to Tampa Bay because they, picked him up off.
I don't know if he's going to get a ton of money.
I don't think he's going to get, like, 30 a year, but I bet he'll get 20.
Yeah.
I mean, he won a playoff game. It's hard to find.
I mean, I'm guessing he'll probably stay in Tampa Bay because that's their best option, too. I mean, now they're picking in the 20s. They're not going to get a rookie.
If he were Brock Purdy and that had happened to him, I'd be like, he's got to go and make the money somewhere.
Yeah.
But because Baker had, like, first overall pick money 5 years ago, he's not hurt. He's got tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Whereas other guys in his situation who weren't picked in that slot would have, like, $1 million. Don't forget all those
endorsement deals.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The State Farm money, too. Like, he's in a better financial situation than you think a player would be who was playing defense on the Panthers scout team halfway through last season, with his hand in the dirt, to use that phrase for the second time today. I'm a real football head. I'm a real D-line.
Hand in the dirt.
This guy knows ball. Hand in the dirt.
He heard it earlier today, and he's just been throwing it around.
Said hand in the dirt 11 times.
Like, who have you been talking to? What high school football coach have you been talking to today at the coffee shop?
Oh, I love seeing all the old high school football coaches at these liberal LA coffee shops. I overheard an old high school football coach saying that he loves how woke everything is.
So my players are going to forfeit every game this season. Yeah. They're going to walk out on the field and go, no, thank you.
Going to take a kneel.
Can we talk about the epidemic of wokeness in old high school football? This guy for Hollywood High, this defensive backs coach, just won't shut up about Noam Chomsky.
All right. Next up, the Rams. You know, it's kind of hard because I think only reason they're in this slot is because they were picked to win so hardcore.
They were kind of agreeable villains in a uplifting story, you know? Like they gave a good game. They played well. Stafford played great. Like, he had some amazing, amazing throws. Puka was awesome.
Puka is a fucking stud, man. He's so good. Unreal. He made a catch in traffic that was like, Stafford threw a complete hospital ball to him, and he just, like, got it.
No, I wish he was a Chief. But so they came out, and they
every team had a chance, had many chances at him. That's the brutal thing. It's like the Richard Sherman thing. I'm like, we went around the board several times.
Not him. Let's go.
Did y'all
here.
See that video of the Rams, like, war room picking him?
No.
He tests so low. Everybody's talking about how low this guy tests.
Well, on what? On the, like, athleticism thing?
Relative athletic score. Yeah.
What's the aptitude test they give the players?
Wonderlic.
The Wonderlic test, yeah.
Should we all take the Wonderlic in the offseason?
Oh, for our combine, we're definitely taking the Wonderlic.
Oh, God.
I'm afraid I'm going to score low on that. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm going to.
I don't even know if it was that test, but I think, like, he just didn't have good feedback coming out of college. Even though he was a pretty good college player.
Was he BYU?
BYU, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, the knock on him, I mean, he's not fast. He was pretty slow. And then I think the only thing he really had going for him was size. He got good size.
Yeah, what is he, 6'4"?
Yeah.
Is it Sean McVay?
Yeah.
I think he's saying,
is it him turning Cooper Kupp and this guy into studs?
I think McVay, and this is, probably above my pay grade as football analysis, but he must coach and set up his offense in such a way that shiftiness is more important than straight line speed.
Mm.
Because, like, I bet Kupp and Nacua have incredible, like, cone drill numbers, you know? Because it seems like they can just be, like, so shifty in space, and, like, even if they're not going to, like, win a foot race against Randy Moss or Tyreek Hill. Like,
or even Tutu Atwell. That's so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look where that gets you. Look where John Ross III went, you know? Like,
yeah, here's where, if I'm going to give, like, praise to Sean McVay, if you want to say, okay, what is him? DeMarcus Robinson.
What is him?
What is him?
What is him? DeMarcus Robinson mediocre, kind of really frustrating wide receiver for the Chiefs. Bounces around. I think went to Baltimore, wasn't very good. Went to the Raiders, wasn't good. And then pretty solid fourth option this year for the Rams. And it's like, okay, that feels like McVay because I know that guy kind of sucks. Yeah. And he's getting 35 catches this season.
McVay was a receiver in college, right? Wasn't he a slot?
Sounds about right.
That.
All right, who else?
The last one is the Steelers. We kind of talked a little bit about. They do feel like they're in this crossroad. They've been treading water for a long time, treading the 9-8, 10-7 seas. It doesn't feel like it would be easy to break down or build up right now. I don't know.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I talk about it with our buddy James, and I try to be soft with him and not go too hard. But I'm like, I think you got to try to trade DJ Watt. I think you got
to. To get a bunch of pieces?
Yeah, I think you guys need a fuckload of first of picks just in general, and I think an extra first or two would be huge. I mean, he's a kind of a legend. He's a guy that you want to see retire with the team, but you've got this amazing coach and a pretty bad roster, and the coach is so good that he elevates this team to being average, and average is just purgatory in the NFL because if you're going 9-8 every year, seventh seed in the playoffs, getting bounced to a much better team, like you're stuck in that for a long, long time. And I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers, I think less than a lot of organizations buy into the like titles or tanking of it all. The idea being like, we should be competitors or we should be rebuilding to load up as competitors. Like, and maybe it's because they have been blessed to have a lot of titles.
Yeah.
That they seem they don't seem eager to go through a period of rebuilding. And that's a double edged sword. Like, I haven't had to sit through the 4-12 season.
Yeah.
But I also, it has been a long time since I truly felt the Steelers had a crack. I mean, honestly, I think it's sad to say, but like when Shazier went down, that was the last moment that I thought the Steelers, like that year with Shazier doing what he did, making up for such a deficiency in the middle of our defense.
Yeah.
And then when he was gone, we couldn't do anything.
Right.
And that was the last time I thought we were actually competitors. And that's been a while.
That was kind of just the very end
17,
of like
18
of Roethlisberger's, like
right before he
viable quarterback. Yeah. Before his arm fell apart.
And Bell was maybe still playing. I mean, it was so. It's a double-edged sword. We'll see what they do. But, I mean, like, I think fans appreciate that they haven't had to, like, do the bags over their head routine for a season.
I don't think it has to be a full-on, like, tank. You have to have the 4-12 season because you've hit on some good draft picks. I thought draft class this past year turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, like Broderick Jones got clowned by someone. Who was that? He got so burnt on a play. Right. He's good though. He's good.
Yeah, that's rookie tackle sort of deal. But
Herbig is good.
Benton is good.
I meant to say Benton actually. Herbig's fine. Our middle linebacker situation was really rough.
And
by
Joey
the
Porter Jr. So you've got
he got hurt. You see that dirty kind of dirty hit on that was
real
really
dirty.
Rough.
That just should have gotten called.
The Steelers
that was
got
big play.
The Steelers would not have won that game in any world, but they also did not get any help from the refs in
that
game.
There
was some bad
call.
It was some bad officiating all around.
Yeah. Luckily, only one of the games was close, so you couldn't really, like...
And I don't think... There was nothing bad in the Rams-Lions game.
Not that I remember.
Right? Nothing crazy.
Dallas was on the receiving end of some terrible calls.
Yeah.
and they still got blown out. It was like, the refs is helping y'all. Y'all still can't get it.
They got the benefit of some good...
Yeah, the benefit. That's what I meant. Like, they got the benefit of some really... crazy calls.
Yeah.
Like, well, also, not one. Now, talk about this Chiefs fan. Not one roughing the passer on Jordan Love. Micah Parsons was in that backfield late every time, it felt like. There was definitely three I saw that were blatant. Like,
what about?
Didn't Micah Parsons not get a hold call?
Patrick Mahomes would have gotten that. He did get a hold.
He got two in like a quarter after not having all.
Patrick Mahomes, of quarterbacks, he has the second lowest of roughing the passer penalties drawn in the entire NFL.
I guess they only happen when I'm watching the game.
You watch
every time.
Yeah, I have seen this. I have seen this become a meme though, because someone said Patrick Mahomes getting up to see the roughing the passer flag, and it was the meme of that groom who turns around to see his bride and just starts crying. Yeah. That was a good use of that.
A guy who gets a lot of roughing the passer penalties is Josh Allen, or just any sort of like personal foul late hit stuff. That dude. He gets helped out.
He's dating Haley Steinfeld, so I give him a pass.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's dating Lady Hawkeye.
I know her from True Grit.
It sucks that she's... I know it's been many years, but her being in that movie called Edge of 17 just makes me go, how fucking old is she? Yeah. I know she's probably like 27 now, but... Did we see the 50-yard touchdown run for Josh Allen?
Yes.
I'm going to be a hater for a second.
Please.
He was doing a fake... Like, did he... Like... The fake slide is funny, I guess, but like the Steelers got penalized for hitting him on a slide later, which I thought was the right call.
Yeah, it's an ugly.
He like starts thumping his little legs to stop.
Yeah,
big legs.
I saw it more of it as a juke than a fake slide.
But he didn't actually change direction.
No, which is why that DB should be embarrassed.
He should be embarrassed, but it's because I think it felt like he was in that moment a quarterback would typically slide, and he starts slamming on the brakes. And then I think the DB eased up, and then he just whoop. Butch Pickett has a famous clip of him doing that at Pitt in college.
I remember that.
And so, like, you know, like people do it, but I was like, damn, that got us good. That was actually, I'm pretty sure that happened before they got penalized for the hit on the slide. So if it would have been the other way around, you would have been a little bit like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Also, when a guy that size, and I know how fast he is, but when a guy that size comes to a stop, bitch, you better catch him.
Yeah.
Right? And then Minka had a really bad missed tackle later on the touchdown for Shakir.
Oh, yeah. Was that the one, the number 10 guy who, like, broke that crazy tackle?
Yeah.
And made, that was tough.
That's a
There was that and the Palmer tackle for the Bucks were two pretty good slash bad play. Like, great play by the guy to score that touchdown, but rough look for the I mean,
frustrating, if you're a fan of that
the Shakir
defense.
One was more impressive because Palmer breaks it over on Bradbury on the sideline and then kind of jets out. But Shakir broke it in the middle of the field, went back middle, and then got through a bunch of defenders.
Yeah.
All right. So we've covered the misery. There's four games this week. I have a pretty strong feeling about who's going to win three of the four. But I think there's one really exciting matchup to talk about.
Ravens, Texans?
I think Chiefs, Bills is the exciting one.
Really? Yeah. See, I think Bucks, Detroit. That's the one I'm most nervous about giving a pick for.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm not talking about against the spread. I'm talking about straight up who's going to win and lose. Who's favored in Bills Chiefs?
Bills Chiefs is Bills favorite. Yeah.
But what, by like 2.5?
Yep.
Okay, that's got to be the small.
All right, buddy.
That's got to be the smallest line, right?
Oh, now it's changed. It's now -3.
So the Niners have to be favored by like 6.
They're 8.5.
8.5, okay. And then the Ravens, I imagine, are like 5-point favorites.
7.5.
Okay, so even more even bigger spreads than I thought. And then what's the last?
Detroit,
I imagine Detroit's like, Vegas agrees with me that the closest matchup is Buffalo.
I cut you off on your guesses that time, so I'll give you another opportunity to guess things.
Over-unders?
The prices of the lowest ticketed price out of the four games. Texas Ravens,
God damn, I did
Packers,
so
Niners,
bad at this. Okay.
Bucks, Lions, Chiefs, Bills. Don't look at... Don't
okay,
look at
so the games are in Buffalo, in
Texans
Baltimore.
At Ravens. Yeah, at Packers at 49ers, Chiefs at Bills, Buccaneers at Lions.
Cheapest one's got to be in Baltimore.
Why do you say that?
I don't know if too many Texans fans are traveling there. Baltimore has had no shortage of playoff games lately. They frankly is more to do in their lives than there is in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All the Silicon Valley bros are going to the Niners game.
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay,
you nailed that.
Finally got
the lowest ticketed price.
Yeah,
I won't tell you what it is until
like the Lions fans haven't had this in literally my lifetime.
Where do you think they rank on lowest to highest?
They might be the highest price ticket.
You're also correct.
Yeah,
by
a wide margin.
Healthy.
And so it's like that element is like. They're in a dome, too, so they don't have to sit in negative 30. That was what fucked me up last week was I didn't take the weather into consideration.
Yeah.
But it's not an unpleasant experience. They are getting their first second-round playoff game in their lifetimes.
Yeah.
And it's a good football city. Like, Michigan,
Yeah.
And
they love their
Detroit
Lions.
Detroit and Cleveland and that Rust Belt area loves football, man.
What you giving Bucks Lions? Oh, no. We already talked about that. Yeah. All right. Between Chiefs and Bills and Packers 49ers, what's the lowest?
I'm going to say that the Bills ticket is the second most expensive and that Niners is the third most expensive. So Bills is more expensive than the Niners.
You That's the buffoon. Only
one? God damn it.
You missed that one. Bills, Chiefs, 172 is the lowest. Packers, Niners, 221 is the lowest.
Jeez, those so Bucks, cool
Lions, I mean,
guys.
Packers, Niners. Bucks, Lions, lowest ticket, 519.
That's wild.
That's... I mean,
I wouldn't buy a house for $500. I said that last
you could.
Week.
You could. But whereas in San Francisco, that's like 4 hours rent.
Yeah.
$200.
Yeah, that's a sleazy motel.
Yeah. that's a sex worker special.
Yeah. And Texas Ravens is 121.
It's a fun slate of games.
Yeah.
All right. So should we do, since there's four games, how do we want to do a parlay?
We're going to talk this preview them a little bit first.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. I mean, I know we do it as we do it.
Yeah. Just do only cares all right, about
Bills,
betting.
Bills Chiefs is probably the most fun narrative wise because we've been here before. Kansas City has owned them in the playoffs, but this game is in Buffalo, and this is the first time Mahomes has. This was wild to me and speaks to his regular season brilliance. Never played a real game in the playoffs, played neutral site games,
Super Bowls. Yeah.
Yeah, the Super Bowls, but he's never played a road game in the playoffs. And that someone pointed out that the game is in Buffalo because of the Tony offsides play, yeah. Which yeah. is brutal.
It's pretty funny.
If we'd known at the time, we would have been a little less harsh on Mahomes for his freak out about yeah. it. But.
Mahomes in those home games, 10-2.
The touchdown to interception, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, yeah.
You say it.
31 touchdowns, 3 picks in those 12 home games.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
I play too much Madden. I don't like, I'll put up video game numbers, but 31-3, even in Madden, even if I
to be
knocked
fair,
it
Madden,
down to All Star or something,
dude, Madden,
I would get picked off more than
you
three
throw
times.
So many picks in Madden.
Because it's fun to throw
shit.
Deep. Yeah.
I downloaded Madden 24 and
I finally got it myself.
Play, so. Are you on PS5?
I'm still on 4.
Okay. I wonder, can we play against each other? It's PS Network.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Can we play against each other, Kevin?
I think so.
Yeah. We got to get in on that.
I got Kenny Pickett winning MVP.
I sit back. I'm about to leave the house. Like I got like to do a show or something that night, and the game finally stops downloading at like, it's an 8:30 show. The game stops downloading at like 7:45.
Worst possible time.
Yeah. I said, let me load up just to, you know. Get a feel for it. This is probably like an hour before I got to be out. First play. Drops back. Derek Carr drops back. Throws it to Olave. And it's picked.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Birds and get a drink for the show.
That's why I don't get it every year, because it's tough to learn a new one. Even with really similar playbook. Like, learning this one is a tough exercise, because my best play, like, because I'll have, like, sets. Like, I play against a – but, like, I'll play and I'll know, like, if I see this, that I can audible to this or this.
Yeah.
I'll have, like, the more aggressive version and a least aggressive version. And it was, like, Steelers shake. And in the last couple versions of Madden that I played, it was, like, the best play.
Yeah.
And now I throw so many picks in it because they changed, like, the CPU defense's coverage and stuff.
Do you play with that new –
this is not entertaining to me.
Do you play with that new thing that – the new throwing weight? Because I still got
probably
it on classic.
Not.
I still got it on classic. I don't like the
I never liked the QB vision shit. I'm
the
like,
cone?
I'm
yeah.
too hard. This
it was
too
fun
hard.
In like 06.
Yeah,
it
yeah. That, when they first said it in 04.
McNabb on the cover in 06. I remember. Yeah. 04 and 06 were my
one.
Favorite.
Yeah.
04 was Vic and 06 was McNabb.
I think
05 was Ray Lewis.
Yeah. The Vic one, I think that was the first time they did the
vision.
QB vision, right? And it was always so funny where you'd have...
No, 06 was the QB, first.
Was that the first
I
one?
I thought it was 06.
So I remember, I can't remember who I think it was Damon Heward was the Chiefs quarterback, and it was just like the tiniest little yeah. sliver. And then I would always do like fantasy draft and get Peyton Manning, and it's the entire field. It's somehow behind him.
Yeah, Tom Brady also. That used to make me mad. I used to like call racism on that, because they would do that to Michael Vick too. His was like a sliver.
Oh, yeah. his vision was a 41, and Stevie Wonder was 44. Yeah.
The Falcons kicker, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
All right, so Chiefs-Bills is a fun one for you. I'm excited for you, Ryan. I think this will be a good game. I think
the
Bills are kind of picking up, so it's going to be interesting. I think
the Bills are one of the hottest teams in the league right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they're on the biggest win streak. Maybe them or Baltimore. Right. And
yeah, you saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, they haven't always looked great doing it. The Bills, like, there's times where they seem a little iffy. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. And I mean, the Chiefs are the same thing. They've been a real kind of schizophrenic team this season also. And it's such a healthy rivalry. That place, the stadium's going to be so riled up.
Looking like it's going to be not as cold, but pretty cold, right?
It's going to be pretty clear weather, like 20 degrees.
20 degrees.
Balmy 20 degrees. Heat wave.
It'll be pretty perfect football weather. It's going to be exciting.
I
definitely think, the main event of the weekend.
I mean, the key, I'm not original at all in saying this, but the key is like turnovers, right? Because Allen, like, if he doesn't turn the ball over, their record is something crazy.
Yeah.
But he's prone to a 2-3 turnover game. And, like, you know, there's some guys on the Chiefs defense that are ball hawks and can force some turnovers.
It's honestly, right? I mean, yeah, the Chiefs defense is, I think by a lot of metrics, either them and the Browns have been the best defenses in football this year. The one area they haven't been that great at is turnovers. Trent McDuffie, first team All Pro, still doesn't have a interception in his career.
But is it like a Champ Bailey thing? Like, yeah, Champ Bailey didn't get a lot of picks. Nnamdi Asomugha in his heyday, like,
yeah, he's definitely locking guys down.
That I will say, Allen looked great last week, but going to suddenly face Snead and McDuffie is a completely different animal than facing the Steelers defense, where like the Eagles, most of the Steelers' defensive talent has their hand in the dirt. That's three folks. Free Carl's Jr. Free Carl's Jr. with code foosballs.
Some guy driving up to a Carl's Jr. drive through. Code foosballs.
The drive through guy's like, "You listen to the app? Here you go, dude."
And then next week we go, "Sorry, that was free Hardee's."
Fuck, I gotta go to Michigan now. I gotta go to Michigan in the 90s to find a Hardee's. That'll be interesting. But I do think you're right. I didn't want to gloss over it. I think Ravens, Texans will be really fun. I think the Ravens are probably gonna take care of business, but now the Texans are a little bit like the Texans are a little bit in this round like the Packers were in the last round of, like, fuck, we're playing with house money. We're loose. Stroud is a beast. Nico Collins is a beast.
I like the Texans.
You like the Texans?
I do.
You know, I was looking up. I think Tank Dell played at the school from Last Chance U.
East Mississippi?
No, the second one in Kansas,
Independence.
I think he did a year there, I saw, and I'm like, damn, I wish I had been on one of the seasons that not only a guy who, because there was that one guy who went to play it, who got drafted by the Seahawks, but like Dakota.
Yeah.
But like they didn't, it would have been so cool to have put a guy from the show into like a, not only just playing, but like fantasy relevant, so fun. But anyways, quick aside about Tank Dell, he's out, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But that team is so exciting right now.
Yeah, it's going to be weather-wise, it's going to be a little chilly. There's going to be some wind. Windy games have kind of been Lamar's Achilles heel in the playoffs. I don't know. I think Stroud is on such another level right now, and they're plucky, and they're definitely playing with house money. And that Stroud-Nico Collins connection is and they've got a lot of talent pretty much kind of everywhere. You've got talent in the secondary, a lot of young talent, like Petrie's good and Stingley is a good player.
Sting, man.
They've got a pretty good pass rush working. Like, Anderson, Will Anderson's been good. Out. The offensive line is really underrated.
What's his name out? Laramie Tunzel?
That's big. If he's out, that definitely isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll
be huge.
I think watching the Ravens will be like watching the Cowboys last week, truly, because like they've had a lot of success lately, but since Lamar, they haven't had playoff success. They've won maybe like one playoff game. And I think that's a reason to not like crown Lamar any kind of goat yet, but I don't think he's necessarily like been a choke artist or anything. It just hasn't happened yet. But like the more times it happens, you see, like, the Cowboys tense up, and like we talked about with the Lob City Clippers, the Lob City in the lead against Houston that one year, but like, it's a thing, and I think it could affect the Ravens.
I do too. I think they gotta They got to come out swinging. Like, you can't don't let the Texans hang around. If they hang around, they'll
it could be tough.
What if Odell Beckham gets another ring?
Be nuts.
It'd be tight. I sure hope you guys are wrong, because I want Lamar. I really want Lamar to get to go all the way. Dude, I think
Stroud has plenty of time to do it.
Stroud's got plenty of time. He's going to be great in this
Can
league.
Can we talk about how different the two conferences are right now? Lamar, Stroud, Allen, Mahomes, Mayfield, Love, Purdy, and Goff. Yeah. Now, I know Purdy was in the MVP talk at some point this year, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty stark
your Hurts,
contrast there.
Your Hurtses and your Prescotts and your Staffords are all gone.
Yeah. The one that I really want, if Jordan Love, what are y'all feeling about Jordan Love over these 49ers?
I like Jordan Love in this game.
I don't know a thing about him personally, but he's been playing great lately.
What do you think about television shows? I'm just kidding.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you like TV shows?
I don't know any, what's he from, Utah State? Where's he from?
He went to Nevada, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, you sure?
Colin Kaepernick style.
I thought Love was
Utah State.
Is it Utah State? It is Utah State.
I think so. Same as Bobby Wagner.
Let's see. You're right.
Is Utah State?
It's Utah State.
Utah State and Nevada got the same.
They're the same. Fred Warner.
That's the same school. Yeah.
They both have one great QB and one great middle linebacker. Bobby Wagner and Love and Cap Kaepernick. And Fred Warner.
Yeah.
I like Jordan Love. I think the Packers offense can play well against the 49ers defense. The 49ers really struggle against the run.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Which is wild considering how much talent they have up front. I mean, I guess it's all pass rushing talent.
Yeah, Chase Young, they've got some pretty good secondary players. Charvarius Ward, I think, was an all pro this year, which was pretty nuts.
They have so much talent on their damn defense. I hope they lose. I hope the Packers win.
You want the Packers to lose?
I just feel like...
If the Ravens lose and the Packers lose, it's the 49ers year. It feels like I don't see nobody else beat them. I don't want the 49ers to win. It's just like them. I don't like them.
They got four recent Warriors wings. They got wings too. That's right. If I say hand of the dirt one more time, you get four. For the fourth one, you get four free Warriors wings.
Yes.
Where do I get Warriors wings?
That's up to you to find out. Yeah. But if someone serves them, you can have them. They got three Giants rings from the 2010s. Like they've had plenty. I think the Sharks won one recently too.
They still haven't won.
There's no way to know though.
they still haven't won one, but they've gotten close. They lost
to the Pens one year, but I thought they might have won one too, but I think you're right.
I think the Packers offense can play with the 49ers defense. I don't think the Packers defense can hang with the 49ers offense.
Yeah,
that's what we thought about Dallas. Dallas too.
That's true. And the Packers defense did.
What's the over-under on that one?
Eight and a half.
No, I mean the over-under.
Over 50 and a half.
I was like, I'll take the fucking over. I think it'll be over 8.5.
Final score, 3-3.
I had a brutal prize picks yesterday in the Steelers-Bills game.
Shit, DraftKings. This could be us, but you tripped.
went with 5 and then got everything. I just needed Dalton Kincaid to go over 59.5, and I needed 2 receptions for Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox
had a touchdown catch on the first drive.
And I was like, all right, we got that. And then in the third quarter, he drops a wide open slant. Just hit him right. Do you remember it? Hit it right in the gut and just dropped it. And then
James Mastriani told us that the tight ends from the Bills were going to torch. So it's funny that we both put some action on.
So I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to get on those tight ends. And
Kincaid must have had the 50 on that big touchdown.
Kincaid needed over 59.5. He finished with 59.
I thought you said 50. Yeah,
I needed him to just get 5 receptions.
Yeah,
and he got the 5. Here's what screwed me in that one. I'll show you because it still stays up. I ended up winning the 4 points. I think or $4.
Yeah,
after you bet a lot. Oh, no, I didn't. I lost that one. Past entries. Here we go. So I needed Jalen Warren over 23 yards. He got 38.
I got that one too, yeah.
Dalton Kincaid, I needed 3.5 receptions. He got 3.
No.
Deontay Johnson, I needed 3.5 receptions. He got 4. So I won that one.
Yeah, he did good. He
Chris Boswell and Tyler Bass. I picked them both to kick more than 1.5 field goals. Both got one.
Mm.
And then Josh Allen, I needed 29.5 pass attempts. Guess how many he threw?
28?
30.
Oh, hey. Wow.
How the fuck do they know this shit?
They're good. This is what Greg Wallace, a friend, always talks about. It's like whenever something is really close to the line, he starts to go like fucking Illuminati.
Yeah. How do they know that shit? Also, never pick that five-leg parlay.
Man, I can't help it. It's just so. It's right just there. Like,
I know he's going to do it. Deontay Johnson has been killing it the past
week. All makes sense.
Yeah.
The odds of five coin things that they've got down to a science to make them essentially coin flips.
Yeah.
The odds that five coins come up heads have to be great.
Yeah.
All right, so let's wrap up with the card.
We got we didn't talk about Buccaneers Lions.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. Go Lions for sure.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Bucs defense pretty be a little scary, and those wide receivers for the Buccaneers are pretty established.
Do you know that Mike Evans is like putting up like GOAT numbers in his career?
Consecutive seasons of 1,000 yards is insane.
I think he's
94 touchdowns.
Every season he's played in the NFL, he's hit 1,000 yards.
He's going to start to get into those top 10 of all time yards, touchdowns, catches, all of it.
Yeah, he might be like a Steve Smith guy who's just like really, really consistent his entire career. And you're like, oh, wow, damn. Makes more sense with Mike Evans. Like, top 10 receiving yards, but never was like definitely a top five wide receiver in the league. Maybe hovered around there a bit.
Yeah.
But
it's a little bit like the Jason Witten thing.
Oh, dude, that one annoys me.
Well, like his career numbers, you'd be like, wow, that's a Hall of Famer. But it's like, was he ever up there with all the G guys? The Gronks, Grahams, and Gonzalez's, all the tight ends?
Shockey.
Jerry Gashaki.
We're going to do four car locks. We're not going to do a carlay.
No carlay.
No carlay because we got four games. We got an uneven game. I don't want to. I just told y'all not to do a four or five leg parlay.
Yeah. He's doing it, though.
Three is the max.
So, Texans and the Ravens. Baltimore -7.5. I'm going to stick with what Ryan says. Give me Texans +7.5. But I hope that the Ravens win.
Fair. Nice little compromise.
Yeah. Green Bay Packers versus the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco -8.5. I'm on the Jordan Love train, man. Give me Green Bay +8.5.
Dogs. We got those dogs this week.
Buccaneers Lions.
What do you say?
Detroit -6.5. Give me, because I still believe, even after the Iowa caucuses went the way they did, I still believe that there is some good in this world. Give me the Lions money line.
Hey, oh, yeah. I love that.
Well, pretty safe, right?
Safe.
Got to be a low payoff.
Oh. I guess if they're favorite.
If they're favorite. The
tickets are $519. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's how everybody knows that's how the gambling money is made, with ticket sales. Don't Chiefs Bills. Buffalo -3. Give me Chiefs +3, man.
Nice of you. Thank you.
If they're giving the Chiefs.
Take Buffalo -3.
I wouldn't blame you, man. I would stay far away from this game. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Given the Chiefs 3 points, given the history, it's tough to go against them. Yeah. Chiefs +3?
Yeah.
Do it.
God, Chiefs plus
last
three.
Last game of the weekend is going to be fucking brutal.
What's the schedule breakdown day-wise? Is it just two Saturday, two Sunday, or is there another
two Saturday, two Sunday.
Texans, Ravens, Packers, Niners on Saturday, and then Lions, Buccaneers, early game, Bills, Chiefs, late game Sunday.
And Sunday games are early.
So the Lions,
I'm flying back from San Francisco that day. I might miss
Fest?
Yeah,
Lions they have a lot more rest than the Bucks, then, don't they? Two extra days.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're on 8 days, and Bucks are on 6.
Chiefs got a little extra too on the Bills. Yeah, they got Sunday. They're doing the championship game scheduling, like the times are weird.
I don't like the Monday night playoff games. I think you're setting yourself up for like schedule imbalance stuff, but whatever.
Yeah.
Plus, I want to watch
money.
The Emmys.
Yeah.
I'm out here in Miami. All right. Well, that's it for the show. We've talked football. Are you happy?
We talked Jerry Jones's decrepit penis.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Are you happy finally?
We talked to his decrepit asshole with the pellets. Are you happy?
Get your
four. We degraded
free.
That old man.
I said hand in the dirt. Get your four free warrior wings
from that.
Division round weekend.
You think Bucks Lions money line is too safe? I just want them to win.
No, take it.
Yeah, we're taking it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, we're not saying this, but if you wanted to parlay something, you could throw that Lions money line onto your parlay and feel good about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, we've been winning over here.
We've been winning. Last week,
yeah, you can't be mad at us.
We hit one of the locks, but the Carlay hit last week. So four of the six picks, including all three in the Carlay, hit last week. So, yeah, get that bread.
You get shit to complain about. Nothing.
Get your fucking bread.
Get that money.
We'll see you next time.
Jerry's penis.
We'll see you next time on Jerry's penis.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.